UNICEF is a new think tank set up to fight corruption across the African continent. It was launched in Brussels on May 30th. Frank Otete, you're one of its founders, along with five other Congolese whistleblowers. You are also, Frank Otete, an activist with Filimbi, a pro-democracy group in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and you're currently living in exile in Belgium. Frank Otete, does the world need another anti-corruption group lecturing us on good governance?
I think yes, because Africa is a particular continent with its own reality. And I think that we do need a group which is dedicated to the continent in order to adapt measures that are appropriate for the continent.
What is so specific about Africa, knowing that we're talking about a diverse continent with 55 countries?
The diversity of Africa is linked to its traditions. When you see the word, for example, to mean a person or a man, is Bantu or Muntu. If you go around all the continent, you find words saying the same thing. So there are traditions, for example, respect towards the elders, which is common in the world, is more particularly emphasized in Africa.
Respect towards elders is not specific to Africa. I mean, you can see that in Asian societies and maybe even in Latin America. But how does respect towards elders influence or has any bearing on corruption?
You see, suppose you are in a company and there is a manager in that company. From a psychological aspect, a worker will consider that manager as his father, as his old person between them. So if suppose this manager is corrupt or is tending to be corrupt, then it's more difficult for that team to resist to corruption because they will consider that behavior like a model. So now as a specific group against corruption in Africa, we are going to put measure in place, specific behavior to avoid such kind of corruptions in our communities.
So what kind of actions do you intend to carry out on the ground? And right now you were talking about influencing behavioral patterns.
We have education strategy whereby we are going to apply what is called in pedagogy the partial integrations. Instead of trying to change the programs in schools, we're going to suggest them to bring our content to the existing courses so that, for example, if students are learning about the environment, when they are trying to understand why the roads or the trees are not in a good condition, we're going to include our module of corruption to show them the link between the bad state of the road and the fact that authorities in the area are not caring about the good state of infrastructures.
That's how you want to be involved in the existing curriculum in the schools. But are there other actions you intend to carry out?
Exactly. We want to touch various kind of people in the community by videos or audio content that addresses the everyday life realities that happen into the community. For example, addressing the fact that the driver is not allowed to bribe police officers to circulate around the city. It's his right to circulate around the city with his car without paying any money. It is not the DRC people's role to solve problems of policemen, but it's a responsibility for the hierarchy who has means and measures to address that issue.
How do you intend to reach the people, the ordinary citizens?
On our website, we are going to put the material we develop for targeted communities. And additionally, we're going to organize conferences in the places where we can meet these people and broadcast these videos. And the other routes will be television channels that are targeting those specific audiences.
Will UNICEF work with other African organizations? I mean, are you partnering with organizations in Africa?
Of course, yes. There's no way with a limited team we can reach all those people. Targeting the whole continent, we have the advantage to have interacted with so many networks of Africans who are themselves activists or involved in the community. Those are going to be our ambassadors in each African country where we are going to have our activities running.
Can you give me more concrete examples of the kind of partnership you've already established?
We have, for example, established partnership with Afritivist, which is a network of African young people who are involved in politics, in social and in health matters, trying to better lives of the citizen.
Are you mainly concentrating on sub-Saharan Africa and Western Africa?
It's a matter of stages. We're going to start by a few countries selected as pilot countries, and thereafter continue to leverage the experiences from those countries to other areas of Africa. We have 5 countries we are identifying now to go ahead, like Botswana, like Rwanda, Senegal, and like Seychelles and Mauritius. These countries are a bit advanced in fight against corruptions. It's the reason why we are going there, because we are going to take examples that have succeeded from those countries and adjust them to the countries that are going to be our next stage of action.
Franco Tete, thank you.
Thank you so much, dear Zinat.